This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our usual weekly review of what's in the news talk radio world. This is news for you. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers for the week of January 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. She's on with me every morning, and she's also on The Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, every morning from 6 until 9. Rich McFadden is here. He's the operations director and responsible for a lot of the mayhem that you hear on the radio at Radio America. Rick Jensen does his own mayhem in the midday at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And then there's the lovely Victoria Jones and her cat at the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. I hope that we have the cat somehow corralled in the basement or somewhere so that we can, before we went on the air, all we could hear was that cat. Meow. Let's go through the stories, because let me go through the list, and I want to spend the first part of the program, as Jennifer is only with us for a few minutes. The impeachment, certainly, and no surprise, is number one. But at number 10, we're back to talking about sports items, because that Major League Baseball cheating scandal is at number 10. Certainly deserves a lot of attention, and we'll give it its due in a moment or two. It is huge. The Brexit or Megxit, I don't know, this is, hello. Be happy you're not living in Europe at the moment, I think. We'll check in with Victoria on that one. She's usually closest to the info on that. Number 9. Number 8, the overall discussion of homelessness. It's about time. It is about time this became a national discussion. Jennifer and I, and our experiences in Los Angeles, you live in a more residential area. An area that's sort of out a little bit. But I'm living in a very well-to-do neighborhood on the Venice-Santa Monica line, and the homeless walking down, there's no traffic in the street, nothing, except these guys going down the street with
like
their
zombies.
I've only been in this place for a month, and I'm sick of it already. Wow. Imagine living here all the time.
It's a zombie apocalypse
in
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
What's
and
really
the people
sad
in Los Angeles, the guys running this city, they are so damn clueless, Rich. It is amazing how these people think.
They need to triage.
I'm interested in talking about this, but finish your list. Let's not get to
they need to triage the problem like they would after any disaster. Instead, they just bring in trailers and they say, okay, now you're fixed. Most of these people are drug addicts or mentally ill or both.
Number 7, the focus on immigration reform and how much of the wall has been built. I want to go back to this because I don't think people have been thinking much about the wall. Meanwhile, the wall is being built. Number 6, the weather, fires in Australia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 5, what's going on in Russia with Bad Vlad. Number 4, our relationship with China and the trade deal that was signed this week. Situation in Iran is number 3 in our relationship with them. Presidential race number 2, with a lot of focus on Michael Bloomberg this week. And number 1, the impeachment. So, Jennifer, let's start there. You're very close to this. I'm sure all of you have been talking about it, but Jennifer and I talk about it every day, and she's really up on it. So where do we go?
Well, we go to an impeachment trial, which is already underway as we speak, but will get underway in real content on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So the Chief Justice John Roberts has been sworn in. The senators were sworn in. They had to sign an oath book, basically, to be fair jurors. The hardest part of all this is that the senators are not going to get to speak. There are very stern rules that are going to be hanging over this trial. The senators are not allowed to speak to themselves, to aides, to each other out loud.
They can't talk to themselves?
No, you can't say anything during the trial. They can maybe they can talk to themselves after. They also can't share. They can't talk a lot about what they're going to be doing with the news media. There's really strict rules about that. So this hurts a couple of presidential campaigns. It hurts Michael Bennett, who we might forget is still running. It hurts Amy Klobuchar, Mitch McConnell, and Elizabeth Warren. Who I'm sorry, not Mitch McConnell.
Mitch
Bernie
McConnell
Sanders. How did I switch those two out? That was Freudian. Jeez. So all four of those are trying to run a presidential campaign, with Iowa just less than you know, 20 days away now, you've got these people who are trying to get out there to the public, and they're really tied to this trial, and they can't comment. They can comment about it broadly, but not specifically. So this, it'll be interesting to see what the impact is on the presidential race and who gets the stink of impeachment attached to them as voters go to vote at the Iowa caucus on in February.
Yeah. So you've got that, and then there are those who are running ads. This group of Republicans that want to have people testify, they're actually so upset about it that they've used one of their fundraising efforts to come up with $1 million to buy advertising on Fox and Friends, and I think on one of the other shows that, who's the guy on Fox Money?
Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs, right. So that's apparently the president watches both those shows a lot. So but there are rifts in the Republican Party that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. Do you sense that they are, Jennifer?
I think the Republican Party is pretty solidly behind President Trump. For the senators, however, there are some that are often the ones that you want to look at. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney might be on the list of those senators to see how they vote on witnesses. I think that's far more important than into the conversation than actual acquittal. To actually have him removed from office. I don't believe that's going to happen. You'd have to have 67 out of 100 vote to have Trump removed. And I just don't think you're ever going to get there unless some huge bombshell comes out.
Nah.
But Susan Collins has indicated she'd like to see witnesses called. And so that could be significant. Again, in what capacity? Are they going to be all Democrat witnesses? Are they going to be witnesses that would bolster President Trump's claims? That's going to play out as the trial gets underway next week.
So the news media is pretty much banned from all this, right?
Well, they can report on it, and they can watch.
Report
it's
how?
There's going to be an audience.
They can't watch everything. No, they can't, actually, and they can't watch everything, and neither can we, because they can turn off the one camera whenever it
monitors.
Suits them. And the reporters are penned in like animals. I've been a Senate correspondent. No, excuse me, Doug, before you start that and taking this sort of this chorus thing how
you know
sad
why
that
I've done
is.
It? Because I'm sick of these people telling me how to think. I'm sick of it.
No,
Let
me say why it's not about that, if I may, just for a second.
Yeah.
Why it's not about that. And what it's like being a Senate correspondent and why this is the best beat in Washington, D.C. for the American public.
And you had the beat for 10 years or so, didn't you? You're on that beat?
No, I wasn't a Senate correspondent for very long. You have a tremendous freedom, which the senators agree with and like, to go around the Senate. You can go down into the Senate subway. You can walk with the senators. You can't necessarily go into the elevators with them. It depends, but you can walk with the senators. You can talk with the senators. You can walk with the animals. You can ask questions. Now, what they've done by penning them in. Is that they have ensured that, and they've put in all kinds of restrictions on how you can get into the Senate chamber, which are not normally there, which are kind of ridiculous, very ridiculous. What they've done, they've ensured that suppose you are a listener to this show from any state, you may not get to hear a comment from your senator unless that senator chooses to go across to a reporter. Normally, reporters would be able to go up to senators and ask them questions. So this is self-selected now. Unless your senator feels like saying, oh, this is what I think, you're not going to hear. Now, that's not the way reporting works in this country. That's not the way the free press works in this country or in the Senate, but they have penned them in to restrict them.
How was it different with Clinton? Were you around for that one?
They weren't in pens. I wasn't around for that one. They weren't in pens.
Okay. I'm happy to have your explanation because I don't think many people have the expertise or knowledge that you do when it comes to how this is set up. So I made my comment. Rich, you got anything to say about how this is all working here in Washington as well at Radio America? All eyes are on this.
You know what I see? I'm just watching the coverage of it every day, and it's just so fake. It's so transparent from all sides. It doesn't matter. And the whole thing just comes across, no matter what's really happening, you can't get real facts. And, you know, so that's why I love listening to this. That's why I love coming and listening to Rick and Victoria and Jennifer just kind of throw out the perspectives of this is what's really happening, because I get a better sense of the whole sham that's going on and then what's really real.
Very self-serving.
It's very hard to tell what's real anymore. Yeah.
To Victoria's point, and look, I'm, you know, my major was journalism. I support a free press. It's unfortunate to me that I've lost trust in the media, because the news media, I don't think that they've done much to earn our faith over the last 10 years. But I'm not worried about some news being repressed from this trial, because every senator likes to be a television star. The fact that they can't talk, they're going to be dying to run to that pen of the news media to try to spin stories the way that they want to spin them.
Yep.
You know, it's a great point, if I may. They report it more like a soap opera than actually anything substantive. For example, what was a big story on Thursday of this past week? A big story was Elizabeth Warren saying, "You lied to me on national TV.
Right.
Yeah, but the more substantive story should have been, hey, this Medicare for All will cost 1.8 million jobs. People who are clerks and
administrators. Yeah, but we don't care about that stuff anymore.
In insurance. Exactly, but
it's
that's the
gossip.
Real. That's how all this stuff really affects people, but this doesn't affect people.
What did we talk about I think last week, the thing that just shocked me so much, because I really do make it, and I know we all do, make it our jobs to try to figure out what the heck is going on, not just here, but around the globe. The fact that we didn't know about the Green Zone, about Iran's occupation of Iraq, about the fact that Iraq is really becoming a client state, because the news media is so focused on what Kellyanne Conway is saying, or what she wore, or what Melania did, and are they still together, and are they holding hands? We don't actually know about the big picture.
Oh, what Jillian Michael said about Lizzo.
Right.
What do other people in other countries who get real news think of us when we are sitting here following all of this stuff?
You know, I've said this, Richie.
Harry is a bigger story than what's going on in Iraq.
I find out when I travel, I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the world, and I find that whenever I travel outside the country, I learn more about what's going on in the country than I am learning when I'm here. And I do this for a living.
So,
pretty amazing stuff. Thanks, Jennifer.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points. 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back in the fold again on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen is here. Rick, we heard the least from you in the last segment, so let me start with you on the presidential race. Joe Biden from your state of Delaware is number one. I thought it was very interesting. I was listening to Ben Shapiro this week on his syndicated program talk about, for 14 minutes, I timed it, about Michael Bloomberg. If you don't think these guys in the Republican Party, the Republican hierarchy, the Republican, the Trump sycophants or whatever they call them, aren't worried about Bloomberg, listening to Ben Shapiro talk about Michael Bloomberg for 14 minutes better give you a clue. And I think
well, the concept there is, you know, whether there's a negotiated convention and Bloomberg comes out as the nominee. But it was interesting to me to watch the folks at CNN and MSNBC complaining that no one on that stage looked like they were somebody who could actually beat Trump. And they were very concerned and went actually quiet for a while on some of these shows. And Joe Biden, Delaware, there are people here that love him, always will love him. There are Republicans that have right. voted and would vote for sure. Joe. But Joe... Right. Someone's got to say this, and I'm the one to say it. He looked tired. He looked exhausted. Yeah. The only time he had any energy was when he made his final statement. And if you're going to go up against Trump, you're going to have more energy. My opinion is Elizabeth Warren won that day.
Oh, my God, please. She's what a horror show.
Well, she did.
I don't know how she won it when she basically, I mean, Bernie's up there pointing his finger around, and then afterwards, I thought one of the most interesting moments was when Tom Steyer was going to go over and try to have some small talk with him and realized he walked in the middle of a real argument and headed out. See you later.
And it's so funny because, well, that plays well for Bernie because, you know, Bernie is the candidate for the common man. Here comes the billionaire saying, I just want to talk to you. And Bernie says, whatever, and walks away from the billionaire, Tom Steyer. It was rather amusing.
Yeah. All right. Anybody
Bernie's
get anything else out of the debate?
Bernie's got a shot. If they cheat Bernie out of this again, you will see 25% of Bernie supporters vote for Trump.
Yep.
Wow. Why? Really?
Because they are anti. He is anti-establishment. Trump is anti-establishment, and so 25% of his supporters will just go, "I'm not going with Establishment Joe. I'm going to go anti-establishment." They're going to go over to Trump.
You're all going to mark my words.
Vote,
you're
or
all
they won't
be surprised.
Vote at all, which is
or they
won't vote at all, which is to say.
Yeah.
What I thought was so interesting, and once again, yet another massive mistake by the Democrats, who just are, you know, as in disarray as Labour in Britain. Why are they not talking about the Supreme Court?
In what regard? You mean as the...
Because the Supreme Court is the most important issue. The Republicans talk about the Supreme Court and courts all the time.
Yeah.
Who's being appointed?
And the Democrats is like, if you,
know,
you don't
you are
control
right.
the courts, you,
you
control
are so
nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know, Trump is one of the reasons I vote for Trump, I will vote for Trump again, is because of what he's done in the district courts across this country. He's installed over hundreds of judges, I think, and the Supreme Court. And so forget all the shenanigans of Trump. To me, the court system was getting out of control, overruling the citizens' laws that they vote for and their districts. And so somebody, you know, Oregon would decide they want this, and they make a law, and then some court
overrules
it.
You know what a perfect
example of
that is?
And Trump is reversing all of that garbage.
Number 8 is homelessness on the overview. This is the first time this has ever showed up on the countdown. And those judges that you're talking about are responsible for part of the mayhem that is the homelessness problem, not only here in Los Angeles County, but up and down the West Coast, some of the big cities on the East Coast. But it's no more apparent than it is here in Los Angeles. It is out of everywhere. It doesn't make a difference whether you live in an upscale neighborhood or you live off of the one of the interstates. It is just, I've never seen anything like it. And it's changed so much in the last year even. These people are all over the place.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service says up to a foot of snow will fall from the upper Midwest to the Northeast through Sunday. Blizzard conditions are expected for eastern North and South Dakota, as well as western Minnesota and Iowa. Minnesota State Patrol's Matt Langer tells KSTP people shouldn't go out.
I say this knowing that we tend to be hardy. Many of us have all-wheel drive vehicles and we have plans for the weekend. Our ask is that you reconsider your plans and you really think about your own personal safety and you consider whether or not you have to travel at all.
On the southern side of the storm, freezing rain is predicted from the mid-Mississippi Valley across the Midwest into the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic. The storm has the potential to produce widespread hazardous conditions across much of the northeastern quarter of the nation this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, brought to you every week at this time, thanks to the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com, see the list of the top stories according to their research and the people involved in the stories. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and see Talkers Television there as well. So we're graduating up the scale here to some of the other items that are on the story list this week with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America, and we were talking about the homelessness and how the legal system has completely fallen apart, as have many other things in our system, especially here on the West Coast. Some of the rulings that have come down from some of the courts as to the rights of the homeless. It is, what about the rights of the people that are paying the bill? What about the taxpayers? Well, if I moved into this neighborhood, I'll move out as quickly as I can, because I'm not going to put up with the kind of foolishness that is a part of life here in one of the busiest. I'm like four blocks from a home that Julia Roberts owns on the beach in Victoria, in Venice. I can't for a second imagine that she'd put up with this. My God, it just is amazing. I mean, I love being here. The energy's great. The weather's pretty good. But I'll tell you, I'm damn sick. I really am. I mean, you can tell by my tone. I'm just sick of it. There's no excuse.
Your real
there
problem,
is no
I think,
excuses.
Is the your real problem is the
problem is liberalism. That's what the problem is.
Well, this it's and the liberals on the Ninth Circuit Court, right? Who determined that these towns cannot fine people for sleeping on the sidewalks? They say, well, there's no other shelter.
Well,
you cannot
fine
them
anyway because they have any money.
And can't, right? Well, yeah. And then of course you jail and then relocate them and try to find them a place of shelter. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you can't do that. So,
but you know, the
great,
other part of it
tool.
Is the balsam that. That Seattle and Portland, some of the cities in Oregon and Washington, they give these people bus fare and tell them to get on a bus for Los Angeles. And that's what they do.
When I was back in the 80s, I was working at a car dealership right over the Washington, D.C. line in Maryland. in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we used to get the, you know, it, homeless problem wasn't near as bad back then, but we'd get the homeless people wander on the lot, and they'd be drunk or whatever, and we'd be worried about them, and or they'd just be, you know, going crazy. So we'd call the police, and the police would come, and I'm like, you know, and so finally I asked one day, I'm like, what do you do with these guys? We drop them off at the metro and give them a metro fare down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's how Silver Spring in my neighborhood handled their homeless problem is they gave them metro fare to D.C.
And I live in Framingham, my other home on the East Coast in Framingham, Massachusetts, and the police, it's well known at this point because Framingham had become very liberal when it came to helping the homeless. So the police in Waltham would go around on Saturday morning at 3 or Sunday morning at 3 o'clock. They'd fill up every empty police car that they have, and they'd bring them, all the homeless, to Framingham and drop them off. That's what they do. The police in Waltham bring the homeless to Framingham and dump them off. That's what they do. So
I got news for you. That happens in communities all over the country.
Right. And it's a scourge. The fact that we've let it get to this point for whatever the reason, it doesn't fix what the problem is. The problem can be, in most anybody with any common sense, you build affordable housing so that the people who are out on, I mean, either that or some of the homeless can, you know, make a choice. We make it easy for them to be homeless, but go move someplace where it's cheaper to live and find a job, for God's sakes.
It's a mental health issue. It's a drug issue.
It is mental health.
It's an affordability issue. It's all
affordability of homeless. Housing. Mm.
Right. Yep. They can all move to Nancy Pelosi's district where they're all set up, and they love it when the homeless people poop on the sidewalks. Exactly. Apparently, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. All right.
A little snark there.
Either that or we'll go to send them to Wilmington. Do you have a problem with homelessness in Wilmington?
Seriously. We have some really great organizations. Philadelphia, which is about 20 minutes north of North Wilmington, has obviously a larger population. We have some great organizations that work with people who are local as well. And I think that we have a lot of communication amongst these organizations here that are working with people to get them off the drugs. And it needs to be improved because we don't have enough facilities, like most cities, for people who really are ready to get off the opiates, get off the drugs, stop self-medicating with alcohol, whatever they can find. And once they do, we have some great organizations that actually get people their GEDs and get them back to work and help them out. But they have to be ready to do that. And if they're not ready to do that, then you go off and live in Pelosi's district.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown, number of reforms, including immigration reform. The reason I bring that up is because, once again, the news media, which is the scoundrel of all scoundrels, the immigration situation. How many people knew that there are another, 1,000 feet of the wall that's been built in the past couple of months? Did you know that? Who knew that there were any more? I wasn't even paying attention to it. Meanwhile, while we're not paying attention to what's really going on.
I'm up to speed on Prince Harry, though.
Yeah.
I am so up to speed on Prince Harry, I'm telling you.
I got that down.
All right, the weather is number 6. The fires in Australia, I don't know what else we can say about that other than it's the same focus.
There's been some rain.
A little bit of rain. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's important. Who thinks that Bad Vlad isn't powdering his own nose with the way things have changed around in Russia this week, all these people, doesn't it really leave, even though he can't run again, he can still be influential in who it is that runs, and he's cleaning up, it looks like the house is getting cleaned out, so the new people can be appointed by him. Is that
what
everybody
else... It really is this power swap 2.0, because you remember, Doug, everybody remembers back when he and Medvedev actually switched positions because he couldn't run for a third term, and now he can't run for a third term, so he says, okay, let's just change the government, and he's going to switch again and go back to being prime minister, I think. And so it's just bizarre that the government would resign to allow him to do this.
Well, he's got a lot of power, this guy. You don't realize how centralized the power is.
But king of Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Here is the czar. The new Russian czar. Here he is. He's the new Russian czar. Looking for a czarina, I understand, too. Number 4, the trade war. So the reason that I find this important for us to talk about is its implications for American agriculture. and what is happening on the small family farm in America, what's happening basically to your food supply. The Chinese trade war has hurt a lot of small, medium-sized farmers. Some of the big, the bigger ag industries haven't been hurt because the government has paid them all off with that wonderful $16 billion bailout that should have gone to the family farmers. But guys like me got $89.38, and people who live on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach are getting checks for $250,000. So that's the most vulnerable, as far as I'm concerned, where Trump is most vulnerable. He hasn't paid attention to it.
Well,
he doesn't. Richie thinks he knows what's going on, but go ahead.
So Trump finished kind of phase one of the trade deal this week with China, and I'm looking at an article in The Hill, and here's if both sides can hold up the phase one agreement. Here's what you can expect to see. First thing, are you ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
China commits to buy more U.S. crops and products.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, they're also buying up the means of they own the sausage maker, the pork company. They own the tuna fish company now, and they're on their way to buying out all the chicken companies or the chicken growers. And we're asleep at the switch. I don't know where Trump is on that, why he doesn't see or what. Maybe there's a deal. Who knows?
So they saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, well, if we can't export to you, we'll just go in and buy all of your companies that created it.
Yeah, that's what's going on. It's amazing. Amazing. The situation in Iran.
You want the other 3 points?
Yeah, okay.
China's going to crack down on patent theft.
Mm-hmm.
And then China,
you mean the theft of our patents? We're not stealing anything from them. They're stealing everything from us.
Yeah, declare a truce on the exchange rates and interest rates.
Yeah.
And then they'll open financial markets to U.S. firms.
Okay, I believe that. I don't believe it for a minute that they're going to clamp down on stealing our stuff. I don't believe that.
But just the fact that something's being done is the key here.
They're talking about it at any rate, one way or the other. Yep. All right, we'll continue. We've still got a couple of other things here. I think we ought to discuss thoroughly the Iran situation, and we'll do that with the members of the group here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the official charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of January 13th, 17th. On the story list at number 10, the world of sports talk radio, with an emphasis on the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. That's at 10. What's going on in England with Brexit? Number 9, homelessness and its impact on life in American cities and elsewhere, especially on the West Coast. Number 8. Number 7, reforms, healthcare reform, immigration reform. That's all on the front burner. Number 6 is the weather. Number 5, the situation with Bad Vlad and the Russian power. The model which keeps him in power, basically, for as long as he wants. Number 4, our dealings with China and the new trade deal. Iran and that situation, which is a mess. At number 3, presidential race and who's zooming whom. And number 1, the impeachment story, the continuing focus on how to get rid of Donald Trump. And they're not necessarily going about it in the right way. So that's it. Those are the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Review, with a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. That's what Power Swabs is happy to offer you. When you get onto the Power Swabs routine, you don't have to do it every month or you do it when your teeth turn yellow. But most of the time when people go on the Power Swabs thing, fall to the routine, they don't need it again, maybe for years. And if you change your evil ways and you don't drink so much wine, you don't smoke as much, and you don't drink coffee and tea, it won't yellow your teeth, and you'll be in pretty good shape. But if you have, right now, those ugly yellow teeth, let's get into this intensive whitening introductory kit from Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now to get your bright smile back. You will get 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, which is $99, so you're down to $59. Then you take an extra $10 off, so now $49. And with it, you get the stain-out swabs, you get the white swab, and the stain-out quick stick. All part of the same deal for about $40. 800-208-1797. What a deal when you consider if you ask your dentist to whiten your teeth, he's going to charge you $600-$700. This is the deal. And no sensitivity, your gum's not going to bother you. It's all great, all good, and all available right now at 800-208-1797. Once again, if you're asking, what's the name of that product again? They are called Power Swabs. You break open the little stick, you take the Q-tip and apply them to your teeth, and before you know it, your teeth are two shades whiter. Keep doing that for a couple of months, and wow, you're going to be surprised. 800-208-1797. That's the way you get the deal. Use the DJV code 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Muscle injury, bone and nerve damage, infection, even death. They're all complications, not of some exotic disease, but rather frostbite. Granted, that's severe frostbite, but it's a stark reminder to treat the cold with respect.
Ears, nose, toes, and fingers are the classic body parts because they kind of stick out of the body.
But Dr. David Nestler reminds us that frostbite can affect any part of the body.
The first thing you're going to feel is it's going to be exquisitely painful. It's actually when you start to lose sensation that you can understand there's no blood flow. Your body is just essentially cut off blood flow to these affected areas.
So if you have to be outside, dress appropriately, cover up exposed skin, and pay attention to your body. And keep in mind that if you've had frostbite in the past, or if you have a medical condition that restricts blood flow to your limbs, you're at higher risk. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
A focus on losing weight is Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural, that is actually built around collagen protein, which is a very important ingredient to our health and well-being. Who discovered that? How did that come about?
Well, our founders and owners were nurses, so they were wanting something that would help people lose weight safely. You don't really need to be taking drugs and stimulants, especially if you have underlying health conditions going on. So they developed Calotren. So if you've been listening to this for a while, you know this just comes around a few times a year, but it's unlimited, buy three, get three free on the website, Calotren.com, or you can call us, 1-800-325-4366.
The success stories are there as well. Read about them. Absorb the information. Buy three, get three free. Free shipping with the DJV code. Go to Calotren.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, let's close out our thoughts on stories and talk about the people that are on the list that are actually attached to most of the stories. At number 10, Alex Cora. Number 9, Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, the Ayatollah. Number 6, Joe Biden. And Michael Bloomberg tied for that slot. Look out for Michael Bloomberg. I keep saying that because I think a lot of people are asleep at the switch when it comes to his impact. Number 5, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and their spat. Rudy Giuliani and his pal, Mr. Parnas. Number 4, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and these other characters, Nancy Pelosi, have the 2 and 3 slot. And, of course, at number 1, Donald Trump gets the most airtime. He sucks the air out of the room, as a matter of fact. When we're talking about him, nothing else seems to be of any relevance. That's it. That's the story. The People List on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones to finish up our conversation for this hour. The situation in Iran and the blame. And what was most telling for me this week was seeing the video of not one but 2 missiles. They weren't sure they got the plane the first time. And I was talking with my audience on the DJV program about the speculation that these people, there were 24 folks on the plane that were defectors from the Iranian Republic, and they wanted them not to go, so they shot the plane down. I think that's one of the things that's in there. What about the rest of what about it, Victoria? What do you hear? What's the buzz on our relationship with Iran now?
Well, I think a very interesting story coming out from the Wall Street Journal, which is that the Pentagon is now admitting that 11 U.S. troops were injured in the Iranian missile strike on 2 Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops earlier this month, which were launched in retaliation for the killing of Soleimani. Defense One reported that on Thursday. Initially, Defense One is a great reporting site. So that is different from what we were first told.
All right, well, what a surprise, a correction in the story. All right, Rick, what about you and your audience? How much have you talked about that with them?
We have quite a bit, mostly about the media coverage, wherein you had New York Times reporters, for example, saying, oh, my gosh, Iran, they're so reasonable, and we're not. I'm thinking, really, reasonable? They shot down a civilian airliner. How reasonable. Thanks, guys.
Favorite to the New York Times. Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, D.C. Radio Company, Doug Steffen here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five stories from this week in the world of technology and how they affect you. First, at number five, counting to number one, Vermont has a senator that's introduced legislation this week that would make it illegal for anybody under the age of 21 to own or use a cell phone. I thought this was pretty cool, actually. The bill introduced by a lawmaker who said he wanted to make a point that a cell phone is more dangerous than a gun. If the bill passes, anybody under the age, the legal drinking age, legal smoking age, caught using a cell phone, could face a $1,000 fine. The bill from State Senator John Rogers argues that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess cell phones. He also says using the phones while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers in the U.S. He's not wrong about that. His bill says that young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten other young people, activities that have been linked to many suicides, and goes on to blame the devices for radicalizing and recruiting terrorists and fascists and extremists. You know, he's got pretty good points here. Rogers is a gun rights advocate, too, by the way. He says he introduced the bill to protest that the Vermont legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights, so let's take away the guns, which is the wrong motivation. If he hadn't done it for that reason, I'm still supportive of that. The states that carry this program in Vermont, you hear me say that, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but I think he said he has no delusions the bill's going to pass, but boy, I think it's worthy of a national conversation, frankly. So that's that story from Vermont, number five. Number four this week on the list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Apple, which has launched a new replacement program for the XS, the iPhone XS, the XS Max, and the XR smart battery cases after charging issues were discovered. Some of the cases may have a problem where they won't charge when they're plugged into power, or they may fail to charge the iPhone. If your model is affected, Apple or one of its authorized service providers will replace it free at $129. The battery case is not cheap, for sure, but their tight integration with the iPhone means they come with a few advantages. iOS displays the charge level of your battery case in its top notification bar, for example. Can also pass data through the battery case, the lightning port in the battery case. If your case is eligible for a replacement, then it might be worth taking it into the Apple Store, regardless of whether it's having a problem or not. You get a newer model, could be less chance of it being a problem in the future. You want to take advantage of the program, then Apple says you'll need to take it to an authorized service provider or an Apple Store, where it will be examined to make sure that it's eligible. If it is, then Apple says it'll dispose of your old model in an environmentally friendly way. A case will be covered for 2 years following their original sale. That's according to Apple. Number three, the phrase, OK Boomer, making it to the Supreme Court. The term OK Boomer, because of the usage of it by Chief Justice John Roberts, he was discussing AIDS discrimination at a Supreme Court hearing and whether saying that during a job interview, that is OK Boomer, could qualify as legal evidence. The moment came during a case hearing for a case called Babb versus Wilkie, which the plaintiff, a fellow named Norris Babb, was in her early 50s at the time of the incident, alleged that there was she was denied a promotion from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on her age and her gender. During questioning, the justice asked if hiring a person, if you were to say, OK, Boomer, is that actionable? According to the court transcript, the question was met with laughter. Ultimately, the court moved on after noting that it would likely be actionable if the term was used as a way to negatively judge a job candidate, especially if done so against a younger alternative. I don't know. That people are talking about. Here's something that a lot of people in my neck of the woods are talking about. The Bose Corporation, which is headquartered in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, planning to close all its retail stores here in North America, around Europe and Japan and Australia. The decision was announced. The fact that headphones and speakers and other products are increasingly purchased through e-commerce is the reason. A lot of employees are going to be laid off. Bose opened its first retail store in 1993, has locations in a lot of shopping centers around the country. They're going to keep some stores open in other countries, but not in this circumstance. This is, I don't know, I guess it is what it is. It's part of what we call progress. And the number one story, cyber crooks are targeting retirement accounts. Be on the alert. If you don't have a habit of opening your retirement account paper statements, you may want to start now, because a lot of cyber crooks are siphoning money out of these retirement accounts. And if you don't look at it all the time, you won't know. So be wary of responding to or opening attachments on your email links, too, about financial information. Word to the wise at 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.